voluntary and it takes place within the national borders. Now, the legal definition didn't come into use until 1992, and we have to emphasize that though the governments have the primary responsibility, there are also laws governing the affairs of the IDPs, particularly the international humanitarian law, and which is detailed by the Geneva Convention. Now, this holistic approach is something very unique also to the kind of work that we are doing. We look at problems in their broader sense. So holism is a Greek word which comes from totality. It's a whole. You approach a problem in multiple dimensions. So here, from a development or humanitarian perspective, we look at the issue in a multidimensional way: physical, social, psychological, spiritual, economic, and political. Then multi-sectoral. The approach has to be through the state, NGO, and private sectors. In Sri Lanka, the displacement, or universally in the world, the displacement is due to three main reasons: conflict, disasters, or what we call development induced. Conflict induced, as we know, worldwide, there are about 42 million people who are displaced due to various conflicts, and about 26 million out of these 42 million are internally displaced. The rest are, of course, they have crossed a national border and they are refugees. Disaster induced, again the numbers are not accurate. Development induced, we know there are new big infrastructure projects that are going on, like dam construction, road construction, and so on. That also produces about 10 million people annually as internally displaced. So magnitude of the problem, actually we often do not know exactly the magnitude of the problem, because mostly the numbers are dominated by the armed conflicts. Some statistics of course do not include the natural disasters and development induced disasters. And also, because of the same reason, those who are displaced due to development work go unnoticed for so many years. Even the NGOs don't focus on the plight of those displaced. So we all know that statistics do not always convey the degree of suffering of IDPs. Then also, particularly we are concerned about the vulnerability. There are vulnerable groups from amongst the IDPs, particularly the children, women, elderly, injured, sick, and the disabled. So we know why we consider them to be very vulnerable. They have been subjected to constant transit, hiding, unhealthy, unhospitable environment. Many family members have been separated or killed during the displacement. We have the latest statistic indicate that in the northern displacement in Sri Lanka, every family had at least lost one person or has got one person injured in the conflict. So it's a huge number. If you take 60,000 families, that means 60,000 people have either been affected directly or killed by this displacement. Then of course the women and children are forced to assume roles which are not traditional, that sometimes as caregivers, even children, older children are caring younger children, and so on. Psychological trauma is profound, and of course they have lost their livelihood, no income, schooling interrupted, and they are more importantly not being very passive recipients of international and national humanitarian aid, and they have become dependent and no say in the decision making process. They have lost their infrastructure, land, housing, and completely dependent on humanitarian aid.